Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey guys, before this show starts, just want to let you know that over on Red Men Plus, our subscription service, we've got tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form as well. You love podcasts, we love making podcasts. Go and check it all out. That's redmenplus.com. Sign up for as little as £5 a month. You will not regret it. Now, enjoy the show.
Jürgen, I'd imagine there'll be a satisfaction, a job done, 2 points off the top four as well. But what were your thoughts on the performance overall?
Yeah. The result is very pleasing, obviously, but we all saw the game and it was not our best performance. We know that starting the game, conceding from a goal kick. Oh, I actually don't think it. I can't remember a lot of goals we conceded from a goal kick, to be 100% honest. We were just not there in that moment. We came three times too late. And in the end, it's Drewsbury Hall is alone in front of Ali. And Ali can this time not save us. So 1-0 down against a counter-attacking side with a clear idea. Yeah, absolutely opposite of what you want to have. On top of that, we played further on very much in Leicester's hands, so we lost the balls in the wrong moment when we were too open, and so again we never could really get a got a foot in this game. Then we had our football moments and we forced them, mistakes, caught a disallowed goal, and yeah, then the two own goals happens. I think especially the second goal is brilliantly done, and then unlucky that it hits the post, and even more unlucky for Leicester, obviously, that is an own goal. 2-1 half time, we knew we have to improve, and we did. That was higher, more aggressive in the challenges, more connected, but still they had their moments. They played a really good game. Credit to Leicester, and there's no coincidence that they obviously have quite a decent away record, and you can see why. But we had massive chances in the second half, where we could have finished the game off. Didn't use them, and so that's pretty much the story of the game. And then when it's only 2-1 against a good opponent, then yeah, you have to fight through. That's what we did, and I'm pleased with that. But of course, we have to play better.
One of the other positives was Trent Alexander-Arnold, particularly
his
defending one-on-ones with Harvey Barnes.
I mean,
what were your thoughts on how he did there tonight?
Really good, another first time. So, yeah. It was good, to be honest. It was really good and very helpful and very important in these moments. Very, very helpful. I think everybody knows how good Harvey Barnes is in these moments. And, yeah, Trent exceptionally well. We had a few good performances. Really good performances, but the majority was not on top of the game of that game, let me say like this, and that's why this can happen. And again, it's, I said it already to your colleagues, that I'm getting closer to, I think, 1,000 games in the job, and I saw these games, unfortunately, pretty often. So that can happen, and then it's very special when you can win them, because these are the games who decide about getting where you want to be or not. And that's why it's so important that we could bring it over the line tonight. That's what we did. And now we have just 2 days and we don't know exactly who can go again and stuff like this. But Brentford is in the same situation, but they're in a really good moment. I think I saw big parts of the Tottenham game. There were a lot of things were really good, and didn't see obviously yet anything from the West Ham game, but we'll watch it as well. West Ham tonight, yeah. 2-0. So, and...
Huh?
Oh, okay. No, I have no information about that yet. So, and obviously, and we played, we had our problems there with the way they play. And so we have to be make sure that we are ready for that. And that's all what I'm concerned about at the moment.
Just check on Andy Robertson and Harvey Elliott as well.
Yeah, funny enough, Harvey, before the game, he injured Robbo a little bit. So in our warm-up game, he hit him with a knee at the hip. So that was, it's a dead leg. So good play, but then it's from one point the muscle closed and then it couldn't play on. And Harvey got a knock, which is quite painful. But when you saw the situation back then, it was clear that it's painful. But that's it, I think.
Any news on Fab yet?
Sorry.
Any news on Fab?
Yeah, not yet.
Joe.
Jürgen, the Premier League is a tough place. Is there any room for sympathy from an opponent who scores two own goals?
Yeah. I had that once in my career that a player scored two own goals. Since I really feel for him, honestly, because it was absolutely unlucky. The first is a... Yeah, how can it be more unlucky in the second one? If you ever played football, you go full speed in that situation, direction goal, you would expect the ball goes in. That's what your brain tells you. And the moment when you realize it's not going, it's going to the post, you can't react anymore. So these things happen. Yes, of course, I feel sympathy. There's absolutely space for that. But whatever I say now will not change it. So, but... The boy will get through this, obviously, and Brent will help him with that, so everything will be fine.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.